You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Saturday night, the Pistons in Milwaukee looking for their 14th win of the season. They're looking for their 14th win of the season.
The Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the 2023-2024 NBA season, the Detroit Pistons won 14 games.
So if the Pistons win tomorrow night.
Yep.
And they lost every game the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be the same season they had a couple years ago.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. They are 13-2 to start the year.
Yep.
They have a chance to win their 14th game in their 17th game of the season.
Yep.
When 2 years ago, it took them 82 games to win 14.
Yep. Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Okay, college football this weekend. Let's start with Michigan and Maryland. You asked the question, do the Terrapins present a challenge? And I know this sounds like a coach speak and all that. Maryland does present a challenge. Malik Washington is a very talented freshman quarterback, and they have three-headed monster veteran wide receivers. What they have not done is stop the run, and Michigan likes to run the football. Do they present a challenge? I will make a statement, and I'd love to debate it with you. If you turn the football over five times, everyone presents a challenge.
Facts.
Okay. You don't want to debate it? Michigan has to play better. I said it before the Northwestern game. If they don't play better than they do against Purdue, you invite a team into a football game that you should win. And those were catastrophic mistakes. The ones that they made in the Northwestern game, they overcame them and got the win. What you hope is it's all part of the learning curve for a young quarterback and for, in the case of the quarterback center exchange, two players that hadn't repped a lot because Bryson Cuzdall was the third running back, maybe fourth running back at the beginning of the year and a freshman quarterback, and they haven't run that zone read play a lot. So the handoff and the decide play can be a problem if you don't have a lot of experience working together, but they have to stop turning it over. If they're going to turn the football over, Maryland does indeed present a problem. Defensively, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They could afford to create some turnovers. Michigan went from one of the best turnover teams in the country to very pedestrian in 2 weeks, turning it over seven times in the last two games.
Turnovers will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a killer for any team, and I would have to imagine that the five turnovers last week, that's a statistical anomalization for that team. They don't typically turn the ball over a ton, let alone five times in a game. I wouldn't expect that. This is a Maryland team that also gave up 35 points in a loss to Rutgers. Mm-hmm. They gave up 34 points in a loss to Nebraska. They got smoked by Indiana, but so do most teams. They got beat 55-10 in that game. And they just got beat by Illinois 24-6. I think Michigan has more talent because of what they have on defense that can get after you. But you're right. The quarterback does make plays. He has been dynamic this year. He's got, what, 2,200 yards passing on the season, but he's not immune to turning the ball over with 7 interceptions on the year. And Michigan's secondary can be opportunistic. But I feel like this is a game for the Wolverines to play a boring, methodical, conservative football game that results in a win. Like, just get win 24-10. You know, where the game's not really threatened, but it's a snore fest. But you don't care because all you want is to be completely healthy going into next week's matchup against Ohio State. You can't lose this game, but you just want to be healthy going into next week. Just win it. Don't care how boring. You can run the ball 50 times in this game if that's what you got to do.
I believe them when they say Jordan Marshall's injury isn't serious. The question is, will he play this week? Will they get him ready? Does Cuzdall get the call? He's got great speed. Man, he hits the hole fast. But he doesn't have a ton of experience. He did, other than the quarterback center exchange, when he was carrying the football, he did, and I don't know who that quarterback center exchange falls on. It felt like the ball was a little high, but he also closed his arms a little quickly. But at the end of the day, that kid took some big hits and hung on to the football, and that's where inexperience can get you.
Yeah, well, you know what he's had this week? Practice, 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 and more practice. And that's only going to set them up for success. And you know, Michigan running backs, they've got a stable of them. They always do. And it's next man up, and he's getting the opportunity. He got it last week. He ran with it. Yeah, mistakes were made. Mistakes can be cleaned up. But again, am I wrong? Wouldn't you just have
take a boring approach
whatsoever to this game?
An exciting broadcast, of course. But
obviously.
A boring get it done. Get to 9-2 going to Ohio State, which after the USC game, I think was really in doubt, but they will have crossed that hurdle and really achieved a realistic expectation, which was to get to the end with a chance to beat Ohio State and go to the playoff. One other thing to know, Maryland, you mentioned Michigan secondary opportunistic. Maryland's second in the country with 18 interceptions. So take care of the football. Meanwhile, Michigan State goes to Iowa. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, playing on the road is particularly at Iowa is not easy to do. What you're looking for from Michigan State is just hope the effort is still there. They're looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. I can't believe it's taken this long. It doesn't bode well for them in this matchup. But that being said, it's not insurmountable. This is something that they can do. They can put it together. I don't know, you know, what the quarterback situation is going to be. Is Childs? I have to look to see if Childs is even available to them. But you know, it looks like Alessio is the guy that they want to take the snaps anyway. And as a whole, it seems like the team is getting a little bit healthier, getting some skills players back. So, but they've got to play mistake-free football, and a lot of it is mental. Eliminate the pre-snap penalties. Don't do that. Try to stay away from the big 15-yard penalty. Those have been a problem. And just play sound football, man. It too often it seems like they're in a game and then the floodgates open up. It's like, what happened to the competitive team we saw for the first, you know, 35 minutes of this game? What happened to that team? Mm-hmm. They need much as I hate the four-finger thing, but they got to play for four quarters. And I don't know if it's going to end up resulting in a win this week, but I feel this way. And I don't like to focus on the negative, but if they could...
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Smoked by Iowa. And if the effort looks poor, and it's not just, oh, here's a mental mistake, but it's like they look terrible doing it. With the way that things have changed with the signing period, it's moved up a couple weeks. It's like in the middle of December now instead of early January.
For high school recruits.
Yeah, or even in February in some cases. That because that signing period has moved up, if Michigan State is going to make a move with the head coach, if they don't show up on Saturday, it might be in their best interest to let him go before the Maryland game, just to get ahead of it because of the signing day thing. Normally, I'm like, just wait till after Thanksgiving. If that's after
what's the game. What are they getting ahead of?
I'm just it's trying to ensure that you can still hang on to the recruits that you have. You get a head start on. I mean, look, I think they already have a pretty good idea what they want to do, what they're able to do, and if you can get a change and a coach done quickly, that maybe you can salvage the recruiting season. But if not, if there's no hope of salvaging that, then whatever, I guess. It doesn't really matter. There's an optics thing with this on Saturday. I hope they don't look awful against Iowa. I hope they show fight. I hope what we see is a team. Remember when they went to Iowa a couple of years ago when Harlan Barnett was the coach, and they should have won that game. They had that game won. And a couple of mistakes late in the game cost them, and it was devastating. And is this another opportunity against an Iowa team? You're on the road. A win might go a long way, too.
So the signing day is December 3rd. Are you thinking that they would hire a new coach before December 3rd?
I guess that
3rd?
Wouldn't happen. No, maybe that's unrealistic. I thought it was 13th. It's the 3rd. Good God, that is so early.
Well, I just did a Google search, and I got 2025, 2026 NCAA signing dates. And I'm surprised it's the 3rd, too. But December 3rd through December 5th is the early signing period.
I guess it's just the early signing period. What's the second signing period?
February.
I wonder how many people are going to sign in the early period.
It felt like everybody did last year. Second signing date is February 4th, according to this.
But it's a bit of a mess with what they have with East Lansing. I've said before, I don't think Jonathan Smith's the right fit. I don't think he's a bad coach. I just think he's bad for this team. This team is not overachieving.
This team or this program?
This team. I mean, okay. It's on the players. I don't think that they have a ton of really good players. And I don't think he's the rah-rah motivation guy that gets you to overachieve.
All right, straight ahead. We give you every update there is on Tarek Skubal, and this one comes from Skubal himself. Hear what he had to say about what's being said about him straight ahead at 12:31 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.